On the top of Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says that if the Kohen is Omed at the time of his Avodah, Gabi Kalim, in other words, there's a Chatzitza between his feet and the ground, the Ritzvas HaZora, or he's standing on Gabi Behema, he's standing on an animal, and therefore there's a Hefsek between his body and the ground. Oh, for example, the third possibility is Al Gabi Ragle Chavero, he's standing on the feet of his friend, Pasal. He invalidates his Avodah. So the Gemara wants to know exactly what is the source, the basis for this psul of Chatzitza, when there's a Chatzitza separating his legs, his feet from the karka, from the ground of the Asur at the time of the Avodah. What's the Makar? Minolan. From whence do we derive that chatzitza between the feet of the Kohen and the karka zora invalidates his avodah and makes it completely possible? The very fact that he has to stand on the ritzpah that we derive from the pasuk v'sheres, where the pasuk says in Dvarim Yudches, kechol echav halavim ha'omdim sham, that as far as Sheiris is concerned, we need Amida on the Ritzpas HaZora, Kishar Achiv. But now that we know that this din of La'amot Shom, the Braisa wants to teach us that there's Halach of Chatzitza, which invalidates his Avodah. To Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, the Braisa of Rabbi Yishmael teaches us, Hoil Uritzpa Mekudeshes, Klei Shareis Mekudoshin. And the Gemara establishes the following, that since we found that Ritzpah, the Ritzpah Sazora, Mukdeshes, it was sanctified for the sake of the Avodah, as the Gemara is going to clarify in the next part of the Sugya, that David, when he was Mekadesh, the Ritzpah Sazora, he designated for Avodah, and he did this through Shtei Toda, which means Shnei Lachmei Toda, as the Gemara in Shavuos establishes on Daf Tesvav, and Amiras Shir Shal Pegoyim. Shir Shal Pegoyim, which is otherwise known, Tzadi Aleph, as Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, that we recited tonight. This is Mekadesh the Ritzpah, but it goes back to David HaMelech. That's going to be important, so please make a note of it, that the Ritzpah HaZora was sanctified by David HaMelech, even before Shlomo built the Migdash. Now the Gemara says that Ritzpah Mekadeshes Es HaKohen L'Tzorech HaVodah. Now it's because of the Kedusha of the Ritzpah, the Kohen standing on the, and connected to the Ritzpah, is able to do the Avodah. He has the sanctity of the Avodah. But if there's a place other than the Ritzpah that was not sanctified, then he, the Kohen, doesn't have the sanctity necessary to do the Avodah. Now, the deeper meaning of Ritzpah Mekadeshes has to be appreciated in light of a, we'll call it a kina, if you will, a lamentation of Yosef Ben Gurion, that when he lamented the Beis HaMikdash and Nechrav after the destruction of the Mikdash, he describes Dorchim al Ritzas Beis HaMikdash, that those who used to walk on the Mikdash when it stood on the Ritzas HaMikdash, Hayu Masigim Chachma Vaisa Ritzpa Mechachmasam Mechakemes, that somehow the connection between the person who stood on the Mikdash, on the floor of the Mikdash, and the person was such that he was able, through that link to the Ritzpah HaMikdash, to achieve Chachma, and the Ritzpah itself generated that ability and the capacity for Chachma. That's called the Admas Kodesh, and those who walked on that Admas Kodesh were able to achieve Chachma, and they were Dovek Beruach HaKodesh. And that's the reason why they would have to wear no shoes. They would go barefoot. There shouldn't be a davar chotzeis between them and the adam asher dorchem aleha, so that they could receive the shefa of kodesh from the adama. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of the Sneh, Shal na'alcha me'al raglecha, ki ha'mokam asher ta'omer alav ad mas kodeshu. So there should be no hefsek and separation between the feet and the ground in order to achieve that level of kedusha. And so too, clay hashores mekudoshim. So too, the clay shores are also designated for kedusha, as the pasuk says in Bamidbar, Perek Zayin, Vayhi biyom kalos Moshe lakim es hamishkan, vayikadesh oso ves kol kelov, ves hamizbeach ves kol kelov, vayimshachem vayikadesh osam. So the clay hamigdash, like the Ritzpah, was sanctified for the sake of the Avodah. Ma klei shoreis, shelo yehei dover chotzeitz beino, levein klei shoreis, that when the Kohen is makabel adomin a klei shoreis, there should be nothing separating the Kohen from the klei shoreis. We discussed this when we spoke about a Kohen who has an injury on his hands, and he places a certain bandage on his hands that would separate him from the clay shoreis, and this would disqualify his avoda. Af ritzpa shelo yehei dover chotzeitz beino levein haritzpa. So too in the case of ritzpa, no chatzitza. How do we know with regard to clay shoreis that there cannot be a chatzitza? The Torah says in Vayikra Dalid v'lokach ha kohen, meaning that the Kohen is makabel adam. He needs a lekicha ba'atzmo shel Kohen, meaning that there should be a connection between the hand of the Kohen and the klei shoreis for kabbalas adam. And Rashi says here that he received this drasha from his Rebbe. Tosus, on the other hand, Dibra Maskel Hoil, writes that klei shoreis mentioned here is a reference to Bigdei Kahuna. The Issur Chatzitza with regard to Bigdei Kahuna, as we saw earlier on Daf Yud Tes, is derived from the pasuk of Al Besaro in Vayikra Vav. Now, according to Tosus, we derive the equation here in the case of Ritzpah is from Bigdei Kahuna, as opposed to Rashi, who derives it from the klei shoreis. Now Tosus agrees, although, that klei shoreis in this Gemara means Bigdei Kahuna, that the dinim of chatzitza with regard to amida, namely standing on the ground with a direct contact between, meaning the Kohen's feet and the ground, with the laws of chatzitza to separate that, with regard to Bigdei Kahuna, the Gemara back on Daf Yud Tes has a suffik that maybe even avir would be a problem. Let's say air goes into let's say his chest and separates his chest from the Bigdei Kahuna, might be a problem. But with regard to Amida Gabi Karka, Tosus points out there was never a Havamina that air would be a psul. In any event, the Gemara says Utsricha. Going back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah, as we saw, has three different cases of Chatzitza, and this is a classical Gemara. The Gemara wants to analyze why do we need all three cases. And the Gemara's answer, approach to this mission, is going to be what we call lo zu af zu. We start with the lesser chiddush, and then we go to the more mechudash. And iash me'ino, if he would have told me kli, which is the first case in which the ragli hakohen are separated from the ritzpah sazor by a kli, some sort of utensil, the answer is mishum delav mina de basar ninhu. It's absolutely foreign to his body, and therefore it's min b'shein o mino, which is always a chatzitza. Aval, but I would have thought Nahav mina behema demina de basar hu, right? The flesh of an animal is also flesh. Therefore, emelo, I would have entertained the idea that this is not a full fledged chatzitoviyash meina and behema. And if the Mishnah told me not only kalim, which is foreign, but also behema, which has a din of basar, then we would have assumed that behema is a psul, is a chatzitza, because the lo mina to adam hu. It's not the flesh of a human being. So it still remains min b'sheinu mino, and it's a chatzitza. But avol b'chavero, but if he's standing on the feet of his friend, the adam hu, that's already min b'mino, aim or lo, I might think that that's not called a chatzitza, tzricha. Therefore, I need all three examples in a low zuviafzu situation where the Mishnah wants to go from the lesser chiddush to the greater chiddush. Now, as far as why standing on your friend's foot is a chatzitza, and that's what the Mishnah establishes, even though it's min b'mino, is because we have a principle, ein adam avatal es raglo lechavero. In other words, as long as the person is doing the avoda, he is, so to speak, an independent entity standing on his own 2 feet. And if he stands on the friend on his friend's feet, he's not batel to the other kohen. Tosus later on in Daf Kuf Yud adds a point. He says, ein derech sherus la'avod al regel chavero. It sounds like he's introducing a new element into the equation, and that's derech hasherus. And we're going to see that there are many halachas, and we've already touched on this in the past, that you have to do the avoda kedarka, the way it's normally done. But Rashi's pshat is a little bit more faithful to the text, because we're talking about the dinim of chatzitza, not the dinim of ein derech sherus. Now, it's possible that if the Mishnah would have just told me the case of Omid al Gabi Ragli Chavero, then we could consider that the Regal Chavero that separates his Regal from the Karka is such a significant entity that Enom is Patelis, is no possibility of Bittul, and that's why there's a Chatzitz. But in the case of Ragli Behema, or for that matter for Kalim, maybe that's not so chashiv, and therefore there would be a din of bittul that would mafkir, that would remove and undermine the chatzitza. But the Gemara didn't bother with that whole system. The Gemara felt it was perfectly adequate in the way we understood it. Now, Rabosai, at this point, the Gemara is going to quote the din in a brisa of a person who leaves 1 foot on the ground and lifts up the other foot and puts it on a davar achotz. It's Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, raglo achas ala kli, raglo achas ala ritzpa. He's got 1 foot on top of a utensil separating. He has the other foot on top, directly onto the karka hazara, the ritzpa hazara, or alternatively, raglo achas ala evan. There's a stone that's sitting on the Ritzpah, and it's not one of the Avnei Ritzpah, and he has only 1 foot leaning on the stone, Virag Lachas al Ritzpah, his other foot is on the Ritzpah directly. Is this a psul or not? And before we see the next line, we would have anticipated that Rabbi Eliezer's vacillation here depends upon whether there's a din that the regal HaKohen has to be on the ground, attached to the ground, that's the Kiddush. Or the din is that there shouldn't be a Davar HaChotzeitz. And maybe if there shouldn't be a Davar HaChotzeitz, then a Chatzitza of one Regal could be considered a Chatzitza. But if we need that the Regal somehow touch the ground, maybe one Regal is sufficient. But the Gemara analyzes it in a different way. Roim kol can he sufficiently balance himself on 1 foot if the other foot would have been removed, or shall we say if the kli that's underneath the other foot would have been removed, and or the rock or the stone, he's left out, he's left alone with one foot on the ground, and he's able to stand and do the avoda as he's standing on one foot. Is then avodas ksherim lav, if as a result of removing the even or removing the kli, now he has no way of balancing himself and standing on one foot to do the avoda, then avodas psula. And the achronim add here that if he can stand on one foot on the ritzpah, the avoda is ksher b'chol inyan. What does that mean, b'chol inyan? Gam im ayochol k'mochein lamad al raglo sha'ala evan bilvat. Let's say, for example, he would have lifted up his foot from the ground, and he's capable of balancing himself with one foot on the evan. So you, in that sense, would say, well, you know, the chatzitza is a significant chatzitza. The achronim say no, that if he can stand on one foot directly on the ritzpah, that's enough to be kosher. And it could be that this even is not enough to, or would not be classified as something that would be a poseles, but ein ba kidei lahachshir. It's not a psul, it just doesn't have the status of ritzvah to generate a hechsher. And maybe that's because, as Tosa said before, ein derech sherus bekach. Now, according to the Chacham Tzvi, the case that the Gemara is addressing, in the case that the avodah is psula, he cannot stand on one regel, he says he cannot stand on any of the two raglayim. And his din is kimesayeh bilvat, which means that the leg that's standing on the even is called a mesayeh. We don't know whether to consider it a serious mesayeh or not, and the answer is, can he do without it? In other words, if he can stand on the ritzpah and balance himself, even if you remove the even, that although the even is mesayeh, and certainly enhances his ability to be balanced, but nevertheless, it's not critical, and therefore, he's still considered to be omid al ritzpah. If, on the other hand, says the Chacham Tzvi, he could balance himself on one leg on the even, that indicates that the even is such a great messiah, meaning that there's a 50% balance that's supplied here by the even, that would be avodasa psula. That's the chiddush here of the Chacham Tzvi. Boy, Rav Ami. Now, at this point, the Gemara wants to know about a Kohen who stands at the time of his avoda on stones that really belong to the Azorah themselves, they're part of the kiddush of the Azorah initially, but they were separated, they were disconnected from the karka. And the Gemara's language is Nidaldala ha'even v'yomad aleha mahu. The even became loose. It's like if you have, Rahman al-Sad, a loose tooth. And its connection to the karka is so weak that it moves, it shakes from one way, from one side to the other. And basically, as we see from the language of Rashi, it's adayin mechuberes ktsas. It's a little bit connected, so it's not totally cut off from the Azara. And there's a Mishnah in Chulin that speaks about Aver Meduldal. There also, the Aver is still connected. And Rashi indicates that it's still connected Me'urimba, and the same Meduldal applies here, where the Gemara calls it Nidaldala Ha'evan. So it's still basically connected, but it's very loose. And I wanted to add something here that I see from the Achronim. The Mishnah could have said Yachol Lamod, or the Braisa could have said Yachol Lamod Al Raglo Achas Avodos Ksheira, that if he can stand on one foot, then his avodah is kshera. And that's a very more abridged definition, but the reason why the Brice avoided that is because the Brice wanted to teach us that even if the stone that he's standing on, which is a chatzitza, is gavoa, it's quite high, and in such a case he cannot stand on the one foot that's on the ground. Ulagbia esraglo shala even biavir yose meagova shenimtzis bo ato biodoma even avodosuk shira. He cannot lift up the leg that's resting on the even to the point of where, you know, that height from the ground that it is at while it's resting on the even. It's still avodasa ksheira. In other words, what determines his avoda and the kashrus thereon is not the height in which the leg that's on the even has to be lifted, but rather can he balance himself on the leg that's directly on the ground. We don't care where the other leg is going to be if he moves away the even or whatever the chatzitza was. Now, what about the case of a kohen is standing with two raglayim on the ritzvah sazara, but yesh betzidei raglav dvar machotzitzin beino levein karka zara. There might be something that's stuck, wedged in on the side of his leg that forms a separation. And the Achronim want to say that is a chatzitza. If you would take away those dvar machotzitzin, he cannot stand in that way, because part of his leg is on that thing that's wedged there, it's possible. Now the Gemara analyzes the question of nidal d'lo ha'evan. Mahu. Hecha di'ein daito lechabra loti boy lecha tevade chaitza. If the case is that he has no purpose, he has no plan to reconnect and reset that even permanently in the karka zara, then for sure it goes without saying that is a chatzitza. It's not part of the ritzvah zara because he has no intention to reconnect it. Again, even though Rashi says it's still slightly connected, but it's going to be removed and it's going to fall off eventually. It's just a matter of time. Now you might ask, when Rav Ami talks about Daito Lechabra, and soon we'll have the case of, at first he talks Ein Daito Lechabra, then Daito Lechabra, who's Das? And this is a machlokas here between various opinions as to whether or not it's the Das HaGizbar, who's in charge of the Avodah and oversees and supervises the Beis HaMikdash, or is it the Kohen Oz Oved? You know, the simple pshat in the Gemara would be the Kohen Oz Oved. He's going to be the one who's going to decide whether it's a chatzis or not. But alternatively, you know, who's going to remove the Evan or decide to solidify the connection between the Evan and the Karka? It's going to be the Gizbar. He's in charge. Kiti Boilecho, when do I have this suffix, says Rabbi Ami? In the case of Daito de Daito Lechabra, his intention is to reconnect the Evan Beduldelis to the Karka. What's the status now in this in-between state? Originally, for sure, it had the Kedusha Sazara. Ultimately, when he fulfills he implements his decision, his plan, it will certainly be reinstated as part of the Kedusha Sazara, but in the interim period, my came the daito lechabra kimod mechabri dami. Can we say it's as if it's mechubar already, because that's what he plans to do, and therefore again becomes part of the kedusha sazara? O dilma, shall we say hashtamia hatlisha? In the present state, it's not really connected, and if you know, till he does something otherwise, it's going to fall off. And there's a note here: the name of David Salvechik Shlita. That if we see it, according to one side of Rabbi Ami's Suffolk, as if it's Mechabra Dami, because it's daito lechava. What that means is not just that it's not a chatzitza, but that it has a shame ritzpa. And if we view it as mechuberes, then it's not just a hechsher avoda and an absence of chatzitza, but rather it's got a shame ritzpa. Now, on the other side, the Gemara says hashtamia hatlisha, meaning that in the present state, the Evan is considered tlusha, it's disconnected. It cannot be considered part of the ritzpah. And therefore it's psul avoda mitam chatzitza. Rabba zute boila hachi. Rabba had a suffix in a different way. Boy Rabbi Ami. He had a different transmission of the suffix of Rabbi Ami. Nekra ha-evan. The stone was completely removed. It's like a tooth that was already pulled. But it's and now in its absence, it left behind it a guma, an empty space, you know, a little bit of a small ditch that's below the surface of the karka. V'yomad bimkoma, and the Kohen is doing the avodah standing directly in this guma, in this opening, in this airspace, so to speak, on the ground that was exposed by the removal of the Evan. Mahu. What's the status here? My kami boile. So the Gemara asks, what are the two studim in this suffek? Is it ki kaddish David? Ritzpel Yona kaddish? Or Dilma ad li aris de Tahoma kaddish? When David was Makadesh the Azora with Shtei Todos and Shir, and the Gemara before said Ritzpah Makadeshes, the question is, what is the Ritzpah? Just the surface level of the Ritzpah, where the Avonim are, or shall we go beyond that? He was Makadesh Ad Li Aris De Tahoma, until the center of the universe. Center of the globe, the earth. And the Kedusha and the Kiddushka is not just superficially, which would mean that if one stone was removed and the Kohen is standing on the ground below the stone, then he has no connection to Kiddush. And therefore, it's Avodah V'Psula. Or shall we say, no, the Kiddush of David was all the way down to the center of the earth. Kol Omek HaKarka L'Tachtis HaTohom. And therefore, the Ritzpah is not considered lost, even though the Evan is not there, but the Evan is not ma'akev in the Avodah. So the Gemara says, we cannot accept such an interpretation of the Suffolk Rabbi Ami. And why is that? Because v'tiboyle kol ha-zorakula. He should have asked, what's the din, if all the ritzvah, the entire floor of the Azor was removed, and he's standing al gabi karka. It seems that the suffix here is because one particular Evan was removed. And therefore the Gemara says the following, we olam pshitole, there was no suffix, the ad aris, the tahoma kaddish, that David was makadish, the omaka karka, all the way to the middle of the earth. Ulefichach, and therefore Rabbi Ami had no suffix in the case of Nitla Kolritz Pasazor, because then for sure he's Makadish and his Avodah's Kshera. What was the suffix? Hachakami Boile. Following was his suffix, since the Avodah's Hamigdash needs Kederech Sherus, as we said before. It's got to be in the normal way that you do the Avodah. Now here's standing in a Guma. Is Derech Sherus Bekach or Ain Derech Sherus Bekach? Can we consider that a normal way, or is it not? In other words, if the floor was removed, then the avodah would be done standing on the ground. But here, where all of the ritzvah is there, with the exception of one Evan, and he's standing in the hole inside the Evan, maybe that's not considered derech sheirus. And the Gemara obliges with a teku. And in the past, we've discussed the Shittas Rambam, that in the case of a teku, you would not redo the avodah. Now we get to the main sugya for us today. The Mishnah says that if the Kohen was Makabal Adam, not with his right hand as he should have, but rather Biyad Smol Posel, that's according to the Tanakama. So Kabbalas Adam Biad Smol is possible. But Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says that in such a case, the Avoda is Kshera. Now the assumption here is that doing the Avoda with your left hand is not considered Ein Derech Sheiris Pekach. People could be makabel dam in the kli. You know, when you, let's say something falls into a kli and you want to hold the kli, you can do that with your right hand or with your left hand. So this is not an issue of shelo kiderech sheirus, like the case where he's standing in a guma. But rather, the issue is with regard to the avodos, whether it be shchita, whether it be kabbal sadam, whether it be holocha sadam or zrika sadam. Would we assume that Yad Yamin is an absolute, indispensable requirement? The Pasuk says, with regard to the Chatas of a Nasi, in Vayikra Perek Dalid, Be'etzba Vilokach. So let's read the entire Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vilokach HaKohen, Midam hachatos bietzbo v'nosan al karni mizbeach el mizbach ha'olah. So the Braisa, after quoting this pasuk, says bietzba v'lokach. There are two words here that we're focusing on: v'lokach, which is a reference to kabos adam, and it's got to be be'emtza, be'etzba, and be'etzba, which goes back here on v'lokach, tells me that the etzba is yamin. The Gemara is going to establish on Chavdalad Amid Beis, and we'll get to it soon, that whenever the Torah says etzba, it means the etzba of his right hand. Milamed, and this teaches us, Shalotehei Kabbalah, that the Kabbalah Saddam for the Karban, in a klisharis ela biyad yamin, only when he's holding on to the kli biyad yamin. The simple pshat in the pasuk would be that the Kohen should take his etzba and with that etzba dunking it into the kli, should take out the dam from the kli and be mazah the dam. But Rashi already told us that according to the Torah's Kohenim, the word v'lokach means kabbal sadam, that the Kohen should be makabal the dam with a kli after the shechita. And then we have a gzeres shavu lekicha lekicha, because in the parasha in Mishpatim it says vayikach Moshe chatzi adam vayosem be'agonos, and that was already a case of lekicha bekli. And we assume that when it says v'lakach, it means with a kli, and with which hand is he holding the kli? That we're going to derive, we'll see later on, from Mitzora, it's got to be the right hand. Ella b'yamin. Now that's as far as the etzba v'lokach, the emphasis on the word v'lokach. Now we're going to emphasize the etzba v'nasan, because the pasuk says v'nasan al karnos mizbach ha'ola. So the word etzba was said even with regard to Minasa, not just Velokach. Now we're talking about not Velokach, which is Kabbalah Sadam, receiving the Dam, but rather Minasan, which is sprinkling the Dam on the Mizbeach. So in Zriku also, not just in Kabbalah, we have a requirement of Yamin, and it's all derived from the word Etzba. And I wanted to point out something here. Yeah. The Gemara, back on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, derives from a Hekesh that all karbonos, all categories of karbonos are together. Meaning, right now, the Gemara is analyzing the parasha of Chatos, but the Gemara already back on Daf Dalet, and this is something that the Achronim point out and emphasize, had a pasuk in Vayikra Zayin, Vizos HaTorah, where all the karbonos are equated one to the other. Now, if that be the case, then we would assume that even if we derive the halach of Yamin, the requirement of Yamin, in Kabbalah Satam and in Zrika Satam, and in the case of Chatos, well, we have an equation between all four Avodos, and we have an equation between all the Karbonos. So therefore, the Chachamim are arguing in a very logical vein, Malamit Shalote Nesina Ela B'Yamin, that the Zrika Satam has to be B'Yamin, just like we learned that the Lekicha Saddam, the Kabbalah Saddam, has to be Yamin. Now, this requirement of Yamin, as it says here in the Braisa, Shalote Kabbalah Ela B'Yamin, Velo Shetehe Kabbalah B'Yamin, what's the emphasis here? This is trying to teach us that if he was Mekabel B'Yamin Ubismol, together he has both hands on the Kli, the Mizrach, and he's receiving the Dam, then his Avod is Psula. Because Shetehei Kabbalah B'Yamin means it's got to be exclusively in his right hand, as opposed to the case where he has both hands on the Kli. And this is an explicit Tosefta, Kibel B'Yamino U'Bismolo Ke'echad Posel. And the Stipler says the reason for this is because Avoda B'Smol is not just the absence of an Avoda, but it's an Avoda HaPoselis, and therefore it undermines the validity of the Avodas Yamin. It's not like the case of Amidal Gabi Evan, which we said the Evan, if removed, it would not tip his balance, and therefore the Avodas Kshera, even though he's standing on the Evan, that's not a psul. The Evan is not a psul. Right? It's just the psul there is that he's not standing. But again, if he is standing on the ground directly, that's enough to be Masha. Masha Enkin, in the case of Kabbalah the Smol, the fact that he uses his Smol together with his Yamin, that itself is an Azavoda Poselis. Now, the word Betzbo can be darshined what we call Lefanel Leacharel, and therefore it's in both directions. What that means is that if the Pasuk says V'lokach Betzbo, as we saw by Kabbalah Saddam, and then it says B'etzba V'nosan, with regard to Zrika Saddam, then it goes in both directions. So the Etzbo goes both Lefnim and Leachorov. Because if the Torah had been interested in writing this word only on V'lokach and not on V'nosan, then it could have said V'lokach HaKoin V'etzbo Midam Chatos V'nosan. So the structure and the sequence of the letters indicates that the word V'etzbo is going on both Lekicha and the Sina. Amar Rav Shimon, here's Rav Shimon disagrees with the Chachamim. And he says, V'chi nemra yad b'kabbalah. And again, we're going to see that the simple pshat in the words of Rabbi Shimon is that you need both yad and etzpa. Eloi says, betzbo v'nosan. Had the Torah said yad, that would be indicative of the fact that the Kabbalah would have been B'Yamin and would have to be B'Yamin. But from the fact, the truth of the matter is the Torah doesn't say Yad. Yad would have to be Yad Yamin, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't disagree with that. What he denies is that the word Etzba has to be B'Yamin. And since the Torah doesn't say Yad, it Ela Be'etzba V'Nosan, meaning the Zrika has to be B'Yamin, then it seems that Rabbi Shimon would agree Shalote Nesina El B'Yamin, but Hoil V'lo Nemra Yad B'Kabbalah Im Kivu B'Smol Kosher. Rabbi Shimon is making a halfway confession or concession to the Chachamim. He's going to accept the Chachamim with regard to Zrika Saddam, but he's going to reject the Chachamim Shita with regard to Kabbalah Saddam. With regard to Zrika Saddam, Yamin is likuva. It's an absolute indispensable requirement. But with regard to Kabbalah Saddam, that's where he disagrees with the Chachamim. And the reason for this is that in Perek Yudalit of Sefer Vayikra, the Torah says, V'toval ha-koines etzbo ha-yaminis. So therefore, with regard to Zrikas Saddam, it's not just etzba, but it's also etzba yaminis. But with regard to Kabbalah Saddam, there we don't have the word yad, all we have is the word etzba, and that's not indicative, according to Rav Shimon, that you need yamin. And the Karen points out that according to Rabbi Shimon, with regard to Kabbalah Saddam, the Hechsher Avodah of the small is even L'chatchila. And we're going to see later on the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Breid the Rabbi Chia that Avodah B'Smol Ka'asham. And just like in Asham there's Avodah B'Smol, so too in general with regard to Avodos, it's with regard to Kabbalah in all Karbonos, it's B'Smol. There are those who question this and say that on a Drabbana level, Rabbi Shimon is Moda, that we need Avodah B'Yamin, even with regard to Kabbalah, because there's a general halacha, which is not a kodshim halacha, of Kedimas Yamin, that the Yamin, the right, always gets Kedima in all mitzvahs. It's more chashiv. In any event, the Gemara understood from the first opening words of Rabbi Shimon, who says that it's only because the Torah didn't say Yad, Yad, in the midst of Kabbalah. If the Torah had said Yad, then even Rabbi Shimon would have agreed that you need Yamin. It would seem that Rabbi Shimon is indicating that the word Etzba would not teach me Yamin. And the Gemara says, why is that so? V'Rabbi Shimon, Mimonavshach, I is like Zeresh Shava. Okay, now we have to introduce the Gzeres Shavah. We mentioned earlier that the paradigm case of requiring Yamin in the Torah is going to be Mitzora. In the Avoda of the Karbonos of Mitzora, or shall I say, in the preparation of the Mitzora himself, Fatara, which is going to be equated to Avodas HaKarbonos, in Vayikra Yudal, the Pasuk says, Valboen Yodo HaYimonis. And from this, we're going to derive that elsewhere, where it says Yad, it's the meaning is Yad Yamin. And that's the Gzeres Shavah. Now, we're trying to figure out if Rabbi Shimon accepted this Gzeres Shavah. Gzeres Shavah is something that you have to have a Kabbalah tradition on. Ein Adam Doresh Gzeres Shavah Liatzmo. Elam Ken Kiblo Mirabo. So the Gemara wants to analyze now. Let's figure this out. E Islay Gzeres Shavah. If he accepts the Gzeres Shavah, and that means that from Mitzvah we're going to derive that wherever it says Yad, it means Yad Yaminis. Then, if that be the case, we understand Lechora that Rabbi Shimon was saying that if the Pasuk would have said Yad, then it means Yad Yamin. But if that be the case, the Gemara asks, Kilo Nemra Yad B'Kabbalah Mai Havi. Even if, in regard to the parasha of Kabbalah, the word Yad doesn't show up, but nevertheless, the Gzeres Shavah is still valid for the word Etzba. Because in the parasha of Mitzora, it says, V'albo en yodo ha-yamonis, and it says, let me read the pasuk to you, V'tovol ha-koin es etzbo ha-yamonis. So we see that the word Etzba appears in both parashios, in the parash of Kabbalah Saddam and V'etzba V'nasan, in the parash of Mitzora. So let's derive from this Gzeres Shavah that Kabbalah has to be B'Yamin in so far as Etzba has to be B'Yamin based on Mitzora. And V'i, on the other hand, Lesle Gzeres Shavah, you're going to argue that he never had the Gzeres Shavah from Mitzora to Karbonos. His Kinemra Yad B'Kabbalah Mai Havi. What does he mean that if the word Yad would have been written in Kabbalah, then we require Kabbalah B'Yad Yamin? What's the source for interpreting and defining Yad as Yad Yamin without the Gzeres Shavah? The only source we have is from the Gzeres Shavah.
pizzas.
Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara clarifies, Liolam less legs Zereshav. He doesn't have the Zereshav. Achi Kamar. V'chi nemar yad yaminis bekabola. Would Yad Yaminis, had it been written in the parish of Kabbalah, be moral on it? It would be teaching us that you need Yamin, and that's not so because it doesn't say Yad in the parish of Kabbalah. It only says Espa Hovlo Nemar Yad Yamin b'Kabbalah is Kibul b'Smol Kosher. What he meant to say was, Rabbi Shimon, that it should have said Yad Yaminis in the parish of Kabbalah. Because it says Yad Yaminis in the parasha of Mitzora. And if it doesn't say Yad Yaminis, then you don't know that Yad requires Yamin. And therefore in Kabbalah Sadam, you don't require Yamin. The Gemara is not happy about this answer. Amalei Rabba says to Rabbi Yehudi, Hachi, if Rabbi Shimon does not accept the Gzeres Shava from Mitzora, is Afilu Nesina Nami, even in the case of Zrika Sadam, we should be machshir the avodah b'smol, because then the word etzba, in and of itself, doesn't teach us yamin. The word etzba teaches us yamin only within the framework of the gzeres shava. So therefore, Rabba argues that obviously, if Rabbi Shimon holds in the case of nesina sadam, meaning zrika sadam, we require etzba, meaning we require yamin. That's based on the gzeres shava. The ode, and furthermore, it's difficult to accept the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have the gzeres shava. He lessly the Rabbi Shimon gzeres shava. Tanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer kol mokom shenemar yad eina ela yamin etzpa eina ela yamin. It must be that he has the gzeres shava. Both yad is equated to yad yamino in mitzora, and etzpa is etzpa yamin in mitzora. And if that be the case, then in Kabbalah Sadam, he should require Yad Yamin, because it says Etzba. Elo Amarova. Now the Gemara has to come up with a whole new interpretation of Rabbi Shimon. And that's going to be Rova. Elo Amarova. Liolam Isle Gzereshava. You must assume that he accepted the Gzereshava. And that's why, in the case of Zrika Sadam, where it says Etzba, he requires Yamin Likuva. But Hachi Kamer, this is what he meant to say, V'chinemer Yad B'Kabbalah. In other words, with regard to Kabbalah, all you have is the word Etzba. You don't have the word Yad. Hovelo Nemer Yad B'Kabbalah Ela Etzba. V'efsha L'Kabel B'Etzba is Kibel B'Smol Kosher. He's saying the following, that since the Torah did not use the word Yad with regard to Kabbalah, then what did the Torah mean by using Etzpa? Is it possible to even Kabbal Adam with an Etzpa? You can only be Kabbal Adam with a full hand, not with one finger. So it must be that we have no choice, that the Torah, when it said the word etzba with regard to Kabbalah, it was not, since the word etzba appears before, let's go back to the pasuk. It says, V'lokach hakoin midam hachatos bi'etzba v'nosan. So it means the following, that he cannot hold the klishores and be makabel adam with his finger. He needs a full hand. Ein kavona satora b'tevas etzba l'kabola shelifaneha ela lizrika lachreha. The word etzba, which is juxtaposed between the word v'lokach, referring to kabola, and the word after etzba v'nasa, referring to Zrika, it must be that the word etzba is to be placed lahaba, meaning for the next word, to connect it to the word nesina, and it's you read to be beret the etzba nosan. And therefore, even though he has the Gezeirah Shava, but the Gezeirah Shava is only going to teach me something about Zrika, because the word Etzba in this Pasuk is referring to Zrika, it's not referring to the beginning of the Pasuk of Lokach of Kabbalah, it's impossible. And therefore, if you don't have the word Etzba with regard to Kabbalah, and you don't have Yad either, so you have no basis for Gezeirah Shava to determine that Yad Yaminis is Li'ikuvah is an absolute requirement. If the Torah would have said Yad, then we would have had a Gezeirah Shava. If the Torah writes Etzba, and obviously the word Etzba is only referring to Zrika, then only with regard to Zrika do we have the requirement based on the Gezeirah Shava of Yad Yamin. The Gemara now wants to reject even Rava's answer, his interpretation of Rav Shimon Amalei, Rav Sama Breid, Rav Ashi, Leravina. Why did Rava say that you need Yad Shlema, you need a full hand for Kabbalah Saddam, and it's impossible to be Mekabel Be'etzpa? That's not true. Efshar Di Ovidle Ozen L'Sfas Mizrak. All he has to do is put a handle, attach it to the Mizrak, make it as an ozen, like an ear, by holding on with one finger to this ozen, he's able to be mekabel the dam be'etzpa. And therefore the word etzpa in the pasuk could be interpreted not only with referring to the word afterwards, v'nasam, but even to the word at the beginning of the pasuk, v'lokach. And again, we're back to the question why Rabbi Shimon holds that in Kabbalah you don't need yamin. Ela Omar Abaye, based on these questions and his need to come up with some sort of a logical explanation, the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim, and here we turn to Daf Chof Dalet Amid Beis. We're going to assume Enochinami that the word Etzpa could refer not only to Zrika but also to Kabbalah. That's not the subject of this machlokas. Rather, what are they arguing about? B'mikra nidrash lefanav liachrav kamifligi. The machlokas here is in kloli adrush, in drushos. Can you dash in one word in two different directions, both for the beginning of the pasuk that came before that word in the pasuk, and for the next word afterwards? Or no, we cannot do it in both directions, either or. So Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that in such a case he cannot use the word in the pasuk in both directions, and therefore use it li'achrov. And the Gemara in Masechta Menachos writes that Mikra Midrash lefanov uli'achrov. And the Gemara is going to ask over there, Menachos, from our sugya where Rabbi Shimon holds that Yesh Lidrosh Es amikra li'achrav lo lefanov, and the Gemara answers that there was a vav in the word veheviya, and that's called vav mosav al inyan rishon, and then Rabbi Shimon understands that the mosav al inyan rishon allows you to go back lefanov and darshan it both li'achorav and lefanov. But when you don't have the vav, the extra vav mosav al inyan rishon, then we have the shita of Rav Shimon that a medrash amikra nikra nidrash rak li achorav, meaning the word etzpa is only with regard to vinosan that comes after the word etzpa, which means the zrika sadam, and etzpa through the gzera shava means yamin. However, with regard to lefanav, meaning v'lokach in the pasuk and kabbal sadam, the word etzpa is not nidrash, and therefore we have no basis to require Yad Yamin with regard to Kabbalah Saddam. The Chachom, on the other hand, are of the opinion that Mikra Nidrash, Bein Lefanav, Bein Liachorov, you could dash in the word Etzba in both directions, use it for both Vilokach, which means Kabbalah Saddam Shelefanel, and even Vinasan, the Zrika Saddam Lachreel, and therefore both in Kabbalah and in Zrika we need Yamin. And even though, again, this Pasuk is in the context of Korban Chatos, the Chachamim hold that Avoda Poselis b'smol b'chol HaKorbanos, because once we establish in Chatos, we have the Hekish of Vizos HaTorah to equate all Korbanos together. Keep in mind that Rabbi Shimon emphasized in the Brisa, as we saw, that the word Yad doesn't appear with regard to Kabbalah Saddam, because had Yad appeared, then we would have the Gzer Shava. All we're left with is Etzpa, but the word Etzpa here is Liachorov, and therefore there's no Etzpa with regard to Lefanov, with regard to Kabbalah Saddam. Omar Abaye, Ha de Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, Mapik Midavuo Mafka Midrabanan. The son of Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Elazar, he fits midway. In other words, he's not going to accept his father, and he's not going to accept the Rabbanan. The Sanya we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon Omer, Kol Mokom Shenemar Etzpa, Bekabbalah, Shina Bekabbalah is possible. Benesina Kosher. And according to Rabbi Elazar, whenever we find in the Torah the word Etzpa, with regard to the command of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Saddam, and with regard to Nesina we don't find Etzpa, then the law is that Kabbalah Saddam requires Yamin, because the word Etzpa means Yamin. And therefore, if he does the Kabbalah Saddam b'smol, he's posel. The avod of Kabbalah is psula, and that reflects the sheet of the Chachamim. However, if, says Rabbi Eliezer, he makes a shinui in the Nesina, in the Zrika Saddam, and he zorik the dam b'smol, then it's kosher. And that sounds awfully like the shita of Rabbi Shimon, his father, but only Rabbi Shimon only said it with regard to Kabbalah Saddam. He never said it with regard to Zrika. But the basic contention here of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is that in the case of Zrika, the Torah doesn't say etzpa to require yamin. And the reason why is because we find, says Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, that in the Pasuk, let's read the Pasuk in the case in the parasha of Chatas Yochid, in Vayikra Dalet, it says, V'lokach hakol midam ha-chatas be'etzbo'o, v'nosan al-karnos mizbach ha'ola. And Rabbi Elazar argues that the word be'etzbo'o here in this Pasuk is only referring to V'lokach. And basically, what he's saying is that with regard to Lekicha Saddam, which is Kabbalah Saddam, it says V'lokach hakol midam achatas be'etzbo'o, requiring etzpa, which means requiring yamin. Now, in the case of Zrika, it doesn't say etzpa, even though we pointed out before that it says in the Pasuk, let's go back to the Pasuk again, it says Be'etzbo V'nosan, so that would seem to indicate clearly that the word etzba is referring to Nesina. So the Gemara tries to clarify this as we go along. Let's just read the Gemara inside. So again, so far what we know is that according to Rabbi Elazar, if he does Kabbalah biyad smol, it's possible, but if he does Zrika Saddam with smol, it's kosher. And why is that? Because in the case of Zrika, you don't find the word etzba. And again, we had this pasuk, as we mentioned before, in Vayikra Dalet, and we saw there was a machlok between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, exactly how to interpret it. And Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says that the word be'etzbo'o in this pasuk only refers to v'lokach, which means Kabbalah, not to v'nosan, which is Zrika. And Rabbi Elazar formulates his shita by saying, kol mokum shenemar etzba b'nesina, shina b'nesina pasul, v'kabbalah kosher. That if you find etzba with regard to nesina, and not with regard to Kabbalah, then Yad Smol in the case of Nesina would be possible, and small in Kabbalah would be kosher. Veheichon. So where do we find these parshios? Heichon number one, Nemar etzva b'nesina v'lo b'kabbalah. Dichsiv in the parsha of Karbonas Hamiluim, and at the end of Sefer Shemot says v'lokachta midam hapor v'nasata al karnos hamizbech be'etzba echa. And the word vilakachta would seem to refer to Kabbalas Hadam, but then it says Vinasata, which is Zrikas Hadam, and then it says Be'etzba Echa, Kasavar. Rabbi Elazar Shimon is of the opinion that Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Alo Lefnei Fanav. In other words, you're allowed to take the word Etzba in this case and attach it to the word that came before it, but not two words became before it. So Vinasata Betzvaecha means that with regard to Zrika, you need Etzva. However, the beginning of the post says Lakakta, referring to Kabbalah. So therefore, if the word be Etzva doesn't go back to the beginning of the Pasuk, namely Kabbalah in the Velakach, is then there's no requirement of Yamin. Because the word etzba is only referring to nesina. That's what Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon said at the end when he said, "Kol makom shenemar etzba b'nesina," only in nesina, not in Kabbalah. Shina b'nesina. If he uses the wrong hand for nesina, for zrika, possible. But Kabbalah, if he uses the wrong hand, is kosher. That's number one. So the word betzba echa here in this pasuk is referring to Vinasata to Zrika, but not to Velakata, which is Lifnei Lefanav. Ve Liachrov. In other words, Rabbi Loza says that you're not Dorishit Liachrov. In other words, you're not going to Dorish Betzbo in the parsha of Chatas Yochid on the Nosan that comes immediately afterwards. So basically, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon argues on both Rabbi Shimon and on the Chachamim, and he holds that Mikra Nidrosh Lefanov Bilvad Veloli Achorov, not like his father who said that Mikra Nidrosh Liachrov, and that's why Rabbi Shimon holds that there's a psul of small in Zrika but not in Kabbalah, but rather he holds that it's Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Bilvad Veloli Achorov. Let's just summarize the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. We'll start with the general rule and then the exception to the rule. The general rule, which is derived from the Pasuk in Chatos, where the Pasuk says Viloka hakoin midam hachatos betzbo v'nosan, that the word betzbo goes back on velokach, which means that yamin is an absolute requirement in Kabbalah, but the word betzbo doesn't go on the word after it, v'nosan on zrika, and therefore zrika biyad small would be kosher. Okay, that's the general rule. The exception to this rule are the korbanos that were brought by Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of Shivas Yimei Miluim, right before the Chanukas HaMishkan, where it says, V'lakachta midam hapar, v'nasat al kanos hamizbeach, be'etzba echa. Because there you have the following sequence. You have Lekicha, which is Kabbalah Sadam at the beginning of the Pasuk. The next thing in the Pasuk is v'nasata zrika, and then, at the end of the Pasuk, you have etzba. And again, Medrash Mikra, I'm sorry, Nidrash Lefanov, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, but not Lifnai Lefanov. So therefore the word Betzba Echa can only go back on Vinasam, which is Lefanov, but not on Velokachto. And in that context, the Torah requires Yad Yamin in Zrika, but not in Kabbalah Sadam. But in all Karbonos, the paradigm of which is the Chatos Yochid, we have the pasuk where the word etzba is wedged in between the velokach at the beginning of the pasuk and the nasan that's afterwards, and therefore, since there's no problem of lefnaifonov, then the word etzba goes back on velokach, namely on kabbalas adam. Therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, it's dafka kabbalas adam bismol that's posel, and zrikas adam bismol is kosher. The exact flipped opposite of what his father said. But again, he disagrees with the Chacham, who say that in all cases, whether it's Rika, Kabbalah, or any of the Avodos, you must absolutely require Yamin. Now, we've already clarified earlier that the Avodah B'Yamin is a requirement that's derived from the words Yad, or Etzba, and the Gezer Shavim Mitzorah. The Gemara now spells that out. Omer Rabbah, Bar Bachanam, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mokom, Shenemar Etzba, Vikahuna, Eina Ela Yamin. Now, what does this mean? Whenever the Torah says etzba and kahuna, in other words, we need both etzba and kahuna, that tells me that it's yamin, and if he does the avodah b'smol, it's psula. Okay, now when it says etzba here, it could mean yad as well. And the principle of eino ela b'yamin, which is the classical case of a psul yamin, that's the psul. Now, there's an interesting Rashi, not here in Bechoros, about an iter yad, about a lefty, and for the time being, we're going to assume, until we know otherwise, that he's possibly avoda, if he can only do the avoda with his left hand. Kasalka daitin, at this point, the Gemara understood, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, tarti be'inon, it's only when the Torah wrote both etzba and kahuna, then yamin is likuva. Kedeksiv, as it says in the pasuk of Vayikra Dalid, the lokach hakoin midam hachatos beetzbo. So you'll see that it has both the words hakoin and etzbo. V'yolif, and now we can introduce the gzeres shava from mitzora. Kedeksiv v'tovol hakoin es etzbo b'yamonis. So since in both these psukim, one with regard to Zrikas Damachatos, and the other with regard to Tvilas Kohen Betzbo for the sake of Taras HaMitzor. In both cases, it says both HaKohen or Kohen and Beetzba. So we have that double requirement, the two words of Kohen and Etzba. So the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, Varei Kmitza. All the menachos that are brought on the Mizbeach are nikmatzos. And the Maisa Kmitza is when the Kohen puts the palm of his hand into the mincha, and the kofef es shloshes es bos, and then he bends his three fingers, Hayim Tzoyos, the three middle fingers, and he takes out from the mincha, he takes out whatever he needs, and then the kometz is karev al gabi mizbeach. The rest of the mincha that's not in the kometz is eaten by the kohenim. And with regard to kmitza, delo ksivba ela kahuna, it only says kahuna, and yet, nevertheless, tanan we have a mishnah in Menachos, kamatz bismolo posel. It says in the pasuk at the beginning of Vayikra Perkei, it says for kamatz hakohen, and only the word hakohen is mentioned. There's no mention of yad or etzba, and nevertheless, yad yamin is likuva, or shall we say kmitza bismol is posel. Elam Rav, you have to reinterpret the words of Rabbi Yochanan. He meant to say, "O etzba, O kahuna." If one of these two words appear, either etzba or kahuna, then you require yamin. Because either one of those two words are sufficient to generate our gzeres shava to equate it with mitzora, where it says explicitly yamin. And now, Abai is going to raise a question from Holochas Evarim Lakevesh, because there it says kahuna, and nevertheless, the halacha is going to be based on a Mishnah in Tamid, that if he does what's called Regel Shel Yamin Bismolo, and that's absolutely acceptable, and apparently we're not applying the principle of Yamin. And why not? Because you just told me, Rava, that even Kahuna is enough. And in the Parsha of Olas Nedava in Vayikra Aleph, it says, V'hikriv ha-kohen es ha-kol v'kdira mizbecha. And that doesn't require Yamin. That's going to be the kasha of Abaye. Also, we're going to stop here on Daf Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. Omale Abaye. And this is going to be Abaye's point to Rav about Holochas Evarim LaKevesh.